Hi, Kate Champion here. Today, I'm going to do a solo show. And it just kind of came to me this morning. And I thought, okay, I'm going to jump on and kind of knock this out. The topic I want to talk about today is this topic about living intentionally. That's what the podcast is all about. And I think it's such a difficult kind of term to understand. And I've been on a couple of podcasts lately, and they have asked me about this kind of concept of living intentionally. So I thought I would jump on today. Plus, I have just finished a book. It's called The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav, Z-U-K-A-V. I've probably completely butchered his last name. Sorry, Gary, but literally just finished this book, and it was so powerful. And honestly, the whole premise of his book for me is about kind of living a heartfelt life and living intentionally. So that's what the show is about today. I'm not going to go into who I am or what I do, because honestly, I feel like if you're a regular listener, you know, and if you're new to the show, welcome. You can jump on my website. You can check out my books. And honestly, it doesn't really matter who I am, because we're all wonderfully messy humans that are just trying to figure out this life thing. So I guess that's what I want to share a little bit about today. So here we go. So we're talking about living intentionally. And even that phrase, you know, how to live intentionally is full of problems. You know, I'm really big on language. And I would prefer to say that we are all learning to live intentionally. Like, we're all messy humans. We're all learning right now to live intentionally, and we're on various different paths of this journey. You know, for me, learning to live intentionally has been, you know, probably the last 5 years. So I'm 60, right? So it's been the last 5 years where really, I think because of family and time and jobs and career and all the rest of it, the last 5 years, things have slowed down a little bit, and I've really been able to open up space for some these thoughts about, you know, how do I live a heartfelt life? What is really important to me? And how can I learn to live more intentionally? So for me, and that's really all I can talk about, is what that is like for me. And for me, it is really getting clear on my values. So like, okay, what is important to me? Taking some time, you know, therapy is a great way to kind of dig in and really begin to try and peel through the layers and what is really important to your heart, what is really important to your soul. So if you want a tip, that's probably the first place to begin, is just to let yourself give yourself the gift of some space. You know, it can be through journaling, it could be through nature, it could be through traditional therapy, many, many, many ways to get quiet. Give yourself some space and time and really listen to what's coming up. And when I say what's coming up, this isn't an activity of thinking, right? This isn't an activity of the thinking brain, what I call the cognitive mind, the frontal cortex, all the thoughts and all the chatter and all the stories, all the BS, basically. This isn't that, right? If we're coming to this, to trying to live intentionally from that frontal cortex perspective, it's going to be difficult. You're not going to get to where you need to be. So it's really, it's a kind of what I call a bottom up, a ground up. So this information comes from the body. It comes from the gut, if you like. It comes from intuition. It comes from the heart. You know, in therapy, when I work with people, I work a lot with this kind of heart space, and I'm helping people, guiding people. Okay, let's take a breath. Let's really, I'm doing it right now. So kind of do it with me. Let's get your hand on your heart, right? Let's slow down. Let's take a couple of really kind of intentional breaths. So that means you're feeling the breath going in and you're feeling the breath going out. Maybe you're feeling the breath in the body, you know, the rising and the falling of the stomach, the chest, it coming in and out of the nostrils, wherever. There is no right or wrong here. Taking a moment, connecting with the breath, and really putting your attention, focusing your attention somewhere in your lower body. For me, I really like to focus on that heart space, because I feel like that is like another mind, another soul, a really important place of power for our intuition. But for you, it might be the gut, the lower stomach, the solar plexus. And again, doesn't really matter. So getting the attention and the breath into the body, hands on that heart space, just a moment or two of kind of quiet. And hopefully you can notice, hopefully you're not driving, hopefully you can notice like things in there, the chatter, what I call the chatter, begin to kind of slow down. Just kind of slow down. And maybe you can even begin to notice your kind of shoulders drop a little bit. And there's like a lovely weight, a lovely warm heaviness that kind of comes into the body. And that's where we want to start to explore. That's where we want to ask these questions, you know, what I call dropping these questions into the system, asking these questions about, okay, what's really important to me in my life? What do I really value? How can I really serve? What am I really aligned with? You know, what fills up my cup and what makes me feel tight and resistant and clenching in the body? Well, these are some beautiful questions you can kind of begin to drop into the system and just, again, just notice what comes up. Again, this information is coming up from the body, up from the gut, up from the heart. It's not coming down from the brain. So for me, some of my core values are love, generosity, kindness, freedom, flexibility. So those are some of my core values. The freedom and flexibility I've had around for a long, long time. And again, not going to get into that, but I've really been led by the sense of freedom and flexibility. Those things are important to me. And then more recently, again, in this last 5 years, I really began to kind of lean into more of the kindness, more of the generosity, and honestly, more of this kind of sense of love. And when I say love, I don't mean like kind of romantic love. I mean just kind of love in general, love for myself, love for the fellow human, love for nature, love for the planet, just maybe compassion or care might be a word that better resonates with people. So those are things for me, but those are things you have to kind of figure out for yourself, and everybody is different. And then once you have those kind of corner four or five kind of cornerstone values, then you can begin to build the structure, the kind of scaffolding around living intentionally. Trust me, I'm a human being. I have a very messy life, you know, and I'm laughing about that because people, again, I was on a podcast recently and the woman said, oh my gosh, you do so much. You've got this, and this whole laundry list of things I do. And I'm laughing because like, I don't even know. My life is super messy and somehow I get some things done, but I do. I also think that is part of living intentionally. I'm living in alignment with the way I think my life has been engineered to be, if that makes sense. So I just keep getting these opportunities, the doors open, and I keep walking through them. Like today, you know, I had really no intention of recording this. I'm sitting there, I'm watching the sunrise. It's just the most beautiful. Again, just finished that book, Seat of the Soul, which was so powerful. I can't even tell you. If you haven't read it, pick it up. So powerful. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to just ramble on about living intentionally and what that might be like. And if you're listening today, I think you're supposed to be here. I think you're supposed to hear this conversation, hear this information. So that's what it is, right? So I had this, you know, sitting there, sunrise, blah, blah, blah. And then I have this information and it's not really thinking. It just kind of comes up. Like, okay, you've got a quiet hour, everybody's asleep. Let's, jump on. This is the second solo episode I've recorded, so it's not something I do regularly, but I just felt called to do this morning. So I got up and plugged my microphone in, put the computer on, and here I am doing it. But that is an example of really living kind of a heart-led life, you know. And I've got a little voice in the background that says, oh, I don't know if you should do this. And I don't know, you know, all these little kind of what I call BS kind of stories in the background, or the peanut gallery. Again, that's the thinking, that's the cognitive mind that's going to throw me doubt or fear or, you know, criticism and all the rest of it. And, you know, I'm able to see that at this point in my life. I'm able to see and hear the peanut gallery, and I'm able to say, okay, I hear you. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to get it done, see how it goes. So I can kind of override that at this point in the journey. And again, that is another example about learning to live intentionally. It's about kind of rising above the thinking, rising above the doubt, rising above the fear, and living like from this heart space. So The Seat of the Soul, again, just such a powerful book. I think the last chapter, the last chapter was all about trust. And that really spoke to me, because I didn't really realize this until I finished the book. Living intentionally is fundamentally all about trust, right? It's about entrusting yourself. It's about trusting the natural world. You know, I'm a huge believer in the natural world, in nature, Mother Nature. It's about trusting that doors that open are the right doors for you and to walk through them. It's about trusting that there is some kind of, you know, I say to my clients, I'm not a spiritual counselor. I don't do this, but I find myself these lines blur. But it's in trusting that there's a bigger purpose, if you want, or, you know, something bigger that we're not privy to, you know, trusting that energy or whatever you want to call it. You know, Gary talks about trust. I'm going to read you a line in here. Let me find it. I think it's close to the end. Just such a beautiful line here. Okay, so he talks about letting your intuition guide you, setting your intention to see where your next steps are. And then he says, being led by that and then seeing how you can change in the most constructive ways and learning how to see the deepest meanings in your life. He says, spend some time each day reading, if possible, out loud. And when he's talking about reading, he's talking about some of these questions as well. He talks about asking yourself, what do you trust in your life? He talks about, if you're not sure that you can trust the universe, what would be your first step? Then he talks about receiving support from the non-physical. So I guess that's a tough one, but just again, that's trusting that those doors that you go through, the doors that present themselves, that you walk through, that there's a kind of a bigger force or bigger energy that wouldn't have presented those doors unless they were supposed to be there for you. Here's another question I love. If I lived intentionally, how would my life look differently? So that question is so powerful, because it's like, how would your relationships change? Or would they change? How would your, you know, remember, relationships is the relationship with yourself, right? Primarily relationships with the people around you. So that's loved ones, colleagues, coworkers, you know, even people in, you know, the Starbucks barista or the gas station or whatever, right? Those are relationships with other humans. And then the third relationship, of course, is the relationship, the bigger global relationship with again, your higher power, the natural world, the universal energy, whatever you want to call it, right? So there's three relationships. So again, I'm going to repeat that question, right? If I lived intentionally, how would I see the world differently? Right. So again, how would your relationships change? How would your relationship with money change? How might you craft your day? You know, are you spending your day intentionally? Are you getting up? Are you spending a couple of minutes to meditate or whatever? Or you're working out or doing some kind of exercise? Are you doing something intentional to kind of fill up your cup a little bit? You know, trust me, I know people are overwhelmed. They've got a ton of stuff on their plate at this season. Sometimes, you know, we're caring for elderly, we're caring for grandchildren, we're trying to, you know, save for retirement and do all the things. But even with that, even within all the mess, are you waking up every day, setting your little compass, right? Imagine your compass, and you're setting it with some kind of intention for the day. And again, even if it's 5 minutes with a cup of tea in the window, even if it's 3 minutes of breath, you know, before you go into that next meeting, even if it is, you know, 20 minutes of a walk of after lunch, you can walk around the block or walk around the local park or something. There's many, many ways that we can begin to sprinkle little bits, little seeds of living intentionally throughout our day. So those are some tips. Those are some strategies. Those are some really elementary kind of starting points. And, you know, I think I've kind of said enough. So I'm going to wrap up today. And if you have any questions, please reach out. You can jump on the website, katechampionauthor.com, send me a message. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, you can DM me through there. But I would encourage you to pick up the book, The Seed of the Soul, really powerful. I'm actually going to reread it again, and I'm going to start to underline things. And I would encourage you to just do some of the exercises that we talked about today, kind of practice and play. You know, it's not for everybody, but maybe there's one or two kernels that you might be able to kind of incorporate into your life. And then see how it goes. Try it for a week. Try it for 30 days and just see what begins to come up. Remember, this is a process, right? We aren't living intentionally, but we are all learning, right? We're all learning to live intentionally. It's a process. It takes, I don't know, it's lifelong, kind of lifelong learning and lifelong process of learning to live intentional, heartfelt lives. So that's it. I do want to give a quick plug to the Women's Wellness Expo, April the 20th in Houston. We've got an amazing lineup of people. We're going to be doing some inner work. We're going to be doing some outer work. We're going to have so much fun. There's limited seats available. And I would really love to see you there. You can jump on womenswellnessexpo.com. You can grab your seats, grab your tickets, and there's also a VIP option for somebody that might want a little bit more coaching and time to connect with Kelly and myself, and it's going to be a super fun time. Okay, so that's it for me. I am really hoping that you will take this information to heart, pick up Gary's book, The Seed of the Soul, and start to sprinkle some of these seeds of intentionality in your life. Thank you so much for listening. I am here for you. I thank you and take care.
Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate you and your time. I love to hear from listeners, so connect with me at katechampionauthor.com. Remember to grab your free hiking guide, and please take a quick moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Thanks so much. Take care. Until next time. Hey, me again. Just a reminder, this podcast should not be considered professional advice. It's also not a substitute for mental, physical, or any other healthcare-related treatment. For any questions about your condition and or concerns, please contact a fully licensed healthcare professional. Thank you.